After 3 days, Elizabeth got better, but then my mother quickly became very ill too. We soon realised that she was dying. As she lay in bed, close to death, she took my hand and Elizabeth's hand. "Children," she said, "I am putting all my hopes in the two of you. I want you to marry. I believe that your marriage will bring you future happiness. It will make your father happy too. Elizabeth, my love, I want you to take my place. Look after my younger children. I am sorry that I am leaving you all. It is so hard. But I must hope that I will meet you in another world." Without my mother, the house was empty and cold. Elizabeth was very sad, but she helped me and the rest of my family. We tried to forget about death. We had to live for the future. Elizabeth was sweet and kind to us, and I loved her very much. The day came when I had to leave for Ingolstadt. Henry Clerval spent the last evening with us. He could not come to university with me because his father wanted his son to work with him. It was difficult for me to leave my best friend. We did not want to say goodbye. But in the morning they were all there, my father, Henry and Elizabeth. They watched me leave and I promised to write. I arrived at Ingolstadt and started studying. I was good at science and decided to give all my time to it. On my first day, my new teacher, Mr. Waldman, told me to forget everything that I already knew. "If you want to become a real scientist," he said, "you must learn all the sciences. But I want to teach you chemistry. That is an area of science that is growing. We are discovering new things all the time. So, it is a very important subject." I listened carefully to Mr. Waldman. He took me to his laboratory and showed me his experiments. I was very excited by everything that I saw. Mr. Waldman gave me a list of new books to read. At the end of the day, I was tired but happy. I will always remember that day because it decided my future.